It is 1904. A young girl with brown hair lies in the middle of a field of sunflowers, unconscious or asleep.
Alice! 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 Daddy's here, sweetheart. It's all right.
Cradling the young girl in his arms, her father runs towards his estate.
Oh, Lord, please let her be all right. Please. Well, Doctor?
She needs rest, Mr. Little, but she'll recover. What happened to her?
We wish we knew. She was missing for 6 days. We searched the grounds constantly. Where was she all that time? What happened to my little girl?
6 years pass, and then in a well-appointed study in a house called Cheshire Crossing, a handsome young researcher sits at his desk when...
Excuse me, Dr. Rutherford.
Yes, Lem, what is it?
The first two are here. You asked to be informed.
Yes, thank you. Ask Miss Poole to get them settled. Let me know when the third arrives.
Upstairs, a tall woman in a blue dress and a white apron leads two young girls down a wallpapered hallway. The taller girl has her red hair cut short, a curious expression on her face, and a knife hanging from her belt. The other girl's face seems carved in a perpetual scowl.
This way, ladies. We have everything prepared. This is your room. Mine is just down the hall. When the third girl arrives, I'll take you all down to meet Dr. Rutherford. You might want to freshen up. Right then. I'll leave you two to get acquainted.
It's a pleasure to meet you. I'm Wendy Darling.
Alice Little. I'm going to check the window.
Blast!
It's locked.
Oh, good.
Good? Good. You like that we're locked in here?
I like that others are locked out.
We're on the second floor. What kind of interlopers were you expecting?
You'd be surprised.
In that case, you won't mind if I take the bed by the window.
Oh, be my guest.
So, Wendy, you're a crazy girl then?
Well, they say I am, but I'm not.
Dissociative psychosis?
Yes. That's what they say I have. What exactly does it mean, anyway?
It means crazy by means of creating an imaginary world.
Ah, Neverland. Oh, that's where I go.
Oh, how nice for you.
And you, Alice, do you have your own world as well?
Yes, Wonderland. But it's very different from your Neverland.
Oh, how so?
Because Wonderland is real, while Neverland is the raving of a madwoman.
You're not a very nice girl.
Oh, and you're not a very sane one.
How can you be so sure your Wonderland is real?
It's too terrible to not be.